Previously, on All Hail Yogg. Arriving at Vaer Quethralos, the hidden palace of Symbia, our nefarious villains discovered an entrance hidden in the boughs, and were themselves discovered by elven sentries. A running battle was joined. Struggling to gain a foothold alongside his companions, Eric Idlevane tapped a sorcerous power within himself and underwent a terrible transformation. The adventure continues on the 51st of Hemsin, year 895 in the Fourth Age of Ondoon. This is The Child, Episode 5.
I close my eyes, and then I open my eyes, and then they're burning green.
Yes!
Yeah. And then I take my hand, the hand of Yogg, I place it upon my heart, and then a pulse of fire with my heartbeat flashes through my body, and through the flame there is a blackened, charred gargoyle.
Hell yeah!
And I just fly upwards, straight up.
Describe this gargoyle for us. You're a
stone,
right?
Yeah, like, what so is this is a stone gargoyle. It's almost like I was gray at one point, but now I'm blackened and charred in certain points of my body. The hair is still essentially the same, but now it's sort of a stone kind of mohawk almost.
Yeah, okay.
The teeth cannot stay in my mouth. The claws are huge. My thighs are gigantic.
Wings, right?
And I've got these black, hellish wings with sort of talons at the bottom of each. Rivulet, if
any
you will.
Horns or anything like
that? No horns, but large ears. Large.
Oh, yeah, like big bat ears. Yeah, I love that. That's great.
Desdemonia is digging it.
Oh, just quiver. Yeah.
And it's like, and I have this forked tongue that just, and it's gray and
she's
wet.
Really digging it.
And it like, does not want to stay in my mouth either.
She's all about it, man.
No, things are happening with Desdemonia right now.
So I see all this and I take one large blast of my wings. I launch upward. Is 50 feet enough to cover that?
50 feet can get you like to level with it, and then you might need to spend another to like a swoop. Because like basically, she climbed out the window and is going up the side of the tree.
Yeah.
So you can get to her level, but then you might have to move again to get inside of her.
Got it.
So you go rocketing out.
Yeah.
Of this window. It's right past you, Desdemonia. So maybe you get this image of this demon.
Just this brimstone musk.
Yeah.
As I'm like smeared in blood, I'm just like everything
brimstone
in my world just demons changed.
Yeah. It's your fear.
Get noticed.
Right. Get summoned.
All the
get
summoned. Summon.
So you
get some.
Be summoned. You zoom past her and you kind of come out the window and the elf is climbing. And like this entire adventure has just been elves looking at you in terror as you see this gargoyle floating there. Right, and that's your turn. Now we are onto Elizabeth. She's still on the staircase.
What awesome. She'll come back down to me and probably pick me up.
But she leaps off.
So I'll be like waving. Yeah, I'm over here. She's Rick.
We should just embrace it, I feel like. Lands in the branches, and then you can climb onto her back. Again, if she makes huge leaps, you're going to have to make those dex saves. So keep
that's
that in
okay
mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that every time she jumps, you go flying up. You never learn.
Yeah.
Potentially. Luck and Bronco.
It's like he's an artificer, but he still never gets
yeah,
far.
Maybe someday he'll make a little saddle. Little saddle.
So she's down there with
she's
you.
She's his wife, though. She's not a horse.
Right.
You know,
that's true. Like, we aren't going to treat her inhumanely.
She's not a monster.
She literally is one. And then
she's gonna jump again.
Jump again? Okay,
yeah,
go for
it. She'll jump up there. She got a 19
on
her athletics.
So she can jump up and get next to Desdemonia, but she'd still have to move out and go like basically go out the window. So you can get there, but that's her turn. Give me that dex save to see if you stay on.
Yeah, I think I do.
18?
Cool. Yeah.
Wrap the arms and legs around, right?
Yeah.
Like she gets up there. You still have your turn. I would say maybe it was your bonus action to jump onto her back.
Cool, I guess. So everyone can fly but me, I guess, huh? And that's it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Just angrily.
Ah, yes.
Desdemonia, you saw the gargoyle go
I just
out.
Saw the sexiest gargoyle right by my face.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I want to glide out the window into the direction that I, like, saw the elf go and try and catch up.
So it's the little sniper's nest kind of has a slanted roof. You fly out and kind of land on that roof.
I just want to kind of dip around him.
She is part of the way up, but you could still reach her with a melee attack.
Yes, I shall do that. Yep. Will 13 hit?
13 will not hit.
Okay.
So you kind of slash.
Kind of whiff it. I'm very distracted by this gargoyle.
Look at the gargoyle, like, swinging vaguely in the direction of
the... Is there anything else?
Oh, I go get it. Big anime heart eyes.
Yeah.
Great. Agnema, you flew into the chamber and dropped off Eric.
I want to fly to get within bow range.
Okay, yeah. So similarly, you can go out to kind of zoom past Elizabeth and now are kind of flapping out there. And you can see her climbing, like kicking at Desdemona, who's slashing at her with her sword. Shoot her.
Shoot her. 27. 14.
The 27 will hit.
Fine. I accept. 7.
She gets hit in the back with an arrow and just, like, almost loses her balance, but doesn't quite. She can see she's cornered, right? She reaches into her shirt and she pulls out a tiny piece of bone. Almost looks like an animal's windpipe. Hmm. She puts it in her mouth and she blows it.
Oh.
None of you can hear anything, but it's this forcefully blowing it and kind of drops it like she's resigned to whatever happens next. Eric, it is your turn.
And I see this. And I don't know if I put it together or not, but I think I do. And it infuriates me even more.
Sure.
So I fly towards her, and I'd like to attack with my claws. 26.
Oh, yeah.
That's 9, so 17.
Yeah, you got her. So feel free to describe.
So I just come up to her, I grab her arms, and I rip them off.
Oh. And throw them behind me.
Yeah, and she hangs there for a second, and then tips and falls back, hits the top of the sniper's nest next to you, and then just spins down into the trees below.
Yeah.
Desdemona has not been that turned on in a long time.
Just flushed and like...
I feel like blood like splattered on her. And the like, I just got pulled off. She's just like...
It's in your hair.
And the body's just like, oh my God.
She's on the phone later telling her best friend about it.
The blood was in my
hair.
It was all over.
That's your action. Probably your move to get next to her and then your action.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of your turn, I need you to make a constitution saving throw, please.
That's a 10.
You succeed. You're able to maintain and hold on to, but you can feel Eric, the person, trying to like get control again, right? You don't know how long you can hold on
to. So I give a little flap away from the tree, sort of turn my back to it, and look at whatever is in front of me.
Okay. Make a perception, actually.
That's a 23.
So you can see that there are staircases that wind up and around all five of these trees, and you can see that, similarly, there are two, on each one, there are two of those little, like, sniper's nests. And you can see that in this sniper's nest, there's another, like, elven guard that sees you and is pulling out arrows. But obviously there's some kind of alert or alarm has been raised at this point. We are probably not going to get out of initiative for a long time.
Here we go!
Elizabeth.
4 more hours.
I'm just killing elves.
What would you like?
Elizabeth's turn?
Uh-huh. There are no more active enemies here, but there are
enemies right by
these
threshold,
other trees.
And she can kind of see.
She can see, but unless she's going to jump, like,
she's gonna jump
60 feet across.
Big jump.
Pretty hard, yeah. But if you stay inside the tree, you wouldn't be in line of sight of anyone. It's just people who are flying out there right now are kind of in danger of getting shot at. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't fly, so you're safe.
Right. Is it a makeable jump?
It would be tough. You might be able to make it, but the consequences of failure there are 100 feet of fall.
Can we keep going up?
Yeah, there's staircase.
We can just keep going, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I might suggest that we just keep going up. But I'm going to hold and just kind of wait to see what the party does.
Okay. Desdemona, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
I'm just so enamored with this gargoyle. His back is
to yourself willingly.
So he's like, what, like 10 feet away from?
He's about 5 feet away from you. You're within reach. But this guard is like 60 feet across this other tree. So you don't think you'd be able to make it.
I don't think my short bow makes
that,
yeah.
Well, I mean, the short bow might be able to hit him. I don't know if you could fly over there. Oh, but you could dash.
I could dash.
If you want to go engage that guard, you could make it, but then you'd be over there, right, on this other tree. And it doesn't look like the doctor can necessarily make it.
It'd
be
tough. Winged ones
I might be able to, but...
This is what's interesting about having a party that can mostly fly, right? Except for one person.
I might have to find wings for
that. Maybe.
And now you look at us with a little bit of...
Yeah, I'm like thinking, she's incomplete.
She's missing.
I feel like the angel's wings are the best.
Ooh.
They are.
Correct.
Wait, no, you want other wings.
Desdemona, what would you like to do?
I want to do perception up then.
Do you want to go in the tree and look from the inside, or you want to go from the outside looking up?
I want to go from the outside looking up, just like on my little sniper.
Yeah, yeah.
Spot.
Give me a.
It was 14.
So you can see that it goes up maybe another like 50, 60 feet or so, and then it kind of almost like a baobab tree, an upside down tree, it like blossoms out into all kinds of branches. Mm. And you think there might be some kind of a platform or some kind of a structure up on top. And then you can see those branches, like, they blossom out and they interconnect with the branches of every other one. So it's some kind of a big open area up there. Exactly. You see there's kind of people moving around hastily. There's a lot of like leaves and things, but there's some kind of a commotion.
I want to glide up.
Okay. If you dash, you could do 60 feet, right? So I would say you could get up into those branches that kind of come out.
I absolutely want to
do
that.
She goes flying up. Agnemol, you're just kind of flying there in the middle of the open space.
Yeah, I'll kind of keep like working my way up. I probably would do a similar check.
Okay.
Perception check.
Sure. Go for it.
Before I get to like that netting of 12.
You don't see any people, but you can see various openings in that area. It's not like it's a complete mesh. The branches kind of reach out and entangle each other like that. But this center one doesn't do that. There's like a kind of a big open well. If you go just straight up like that, if you double move, right?
I think I would single move.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to ready a bow attack if somebody attacks me.
Most likely it's going to be this person right here, but there might be other people. And now it's their turn. There are three of you sort of out there in that area. So the archer there will again put three arrows, spin the bow, and fire three shots. 19.
Will there be any disadvantage since I'm up in the branches, 60 feet away?
I'll give you some. I'll give you some partial cover. I'll give you a plus two bonus to your AC.
Perfect.
It's a 19 hit.
Oh, actually, just hits because that's 19. Yeah.
Does a 19 hit you as a gargoyle? 19.
Yep.
Cool. Great. You guys take 7 piercing damage. Okay. Don't forget you have resistance as a gargoyle, so you take half of bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Yep. That's awesome.
And then there are two more archers. There's one here and one here that take their bows out and do similar maneuvers. I'll once again give you that advantage.
Cool.
Basically, it looks like there's some kind of walkway that goes in between the trees and there are archers standing there. So one against you. Oh, no, that's a miss on all of you guys from one of them. Mod 20 should hit. You'll all take 11 piercing, which your resistance will reduce to 5.
Goodness gracious.
So yeah, arrows just kind of coming, raining down from sort of all directions. Mm-mm. All right.
Do I get to make an attack then?
Oh, yes. Which one do you want? The first one was the one here.
It would be the first one since...
Cool, go for it.
Okay. 19.
19, great.
19.
Cool, yeah, both hips. Give me the damage. Total damage, please.
18.
18, okay, great. They are still alive, but horribly wounded as these two arrows. Do you want piercing or necrotic?
Piercing.
Cool, yeah. Come flying in.
So don't say anything, just...
Yeah.
Take the hit.
And then we are on to Eric. Gargoyled.
Even me.
From when I went into this first tree, did it go any further down?
Like, no.
Did it,
that was the
base. It wasn't hollowed out down. Mm-hmm. Well, then I get hit, right?
A couple of ding, ding. Yeah.
And then I get fucking pissed.
I'm sure.
And I flap once and I just dart forward 50. Feet.
Do you want to go towards this guy?
I'm going straight towards this guy.
Okay, yeah.
Straight for this goof.
It's that shot in the Avengers where there's the like jet pilot and he's shooting at the Hulk and the Hulk comes running out and leaps right at it. Exactly. So you're coming straight at this guy.
And this time I'm going to do a little bite action.
Cool, yeah.
21.
Oh, yeah.
9, 15.
Yeah, that is a kill.
Yeah, cool.
So then I just go straight for his throat and I just... I lift him with my jaws, and then just sort of snap my neck.
Great, rag it back and
pop
like a dog.
His dandelion head off.
His head rolls, hits the ground. You can kind of see more space inside here as well when you're kind of standing on the threshold. Yeah. But yeah, great. You're there. You moved. You attacked. Give me that saving throw.
Yeah.
Oh no, because you killed someone. You're just in 0 hit points. Great. Yeah. Every time you kill someone, it sets that DC back, right? So you're good. And you're drinking the blood, and it feels right.
Yeah. The forked tongue is cleaning my face like a goddamn windshield.
I love it.
Elizabeth.
Desdemonia wishes so badly she was right there.
We'll keep going up, I guess.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. You can jump if you want to make it a little faster.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah. Give me the athletic. I mean, you have a chance of falling off is the danger, right?
She got a 26 on athletics.
Easy, yes. So she can leap two jumps.
Dex is a 16.
Yeah, cool. You can stay on. So the stairs eventually open up, and there's like a kind of an opening basically in the ceiling of this chamber, right? This tree is hollowed out. So there's the platform above you. Do you want to go through that opening? Do you want to just linger there, or do you want to go up on top of the, through
can
the
you
opening?
Ready
basically, there's like a trap door, like an opening that leads up on some kind of platform. Okay.
I'm gonna wait.
That was just the monster's move, so you still have an action if there's anything else you'd like to
can
do.
Can I, like, peek through the trap door?
Yeah.
Can I do a stealth?
Yeah.
Like, a little, like, as the doctor?
Yeah, so you want to do stealth and perception?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nat 1 on my stealth.
Okay, yeah.
So I, my perception is a 17.
Great.
So I think I imagine I'm just, like, I don't even, like, stealth.
Yeah, you stick your head out, just like, literally very obviously. Burst it open.
Great.
What's going on up here?
Great.
Keep it down.
Hello?
Poke your head out, and you see that it's basically this big, broad wooden platform There's lots of leaves around, like you see the branches kind of go out in all directions. You can see that on that platform, there are these two branches that kind of curl up and twist together in what look like almost like a pair of thrones, sort of seated like that. And then you can see that from either side of the platform, these bridges kind of extend that go out and like across the branches that interconnect the trees. So you can tell there's someone kind of rustling around in the branches over here.
Okay.
And then out on this bridge, there's a guard with a bow who is firing down. They turn over and they spot you when you poke your head out. Desdemonia, you're in the branches.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Can I do perception to see if I see that?
Yeah.
Elven dude.
Oh, you certainly do, because they were firing at you. So you have you have a good sense of where those two guards are. They were shooting at you. Yep.
Well, in that case, I want to glide on down to him and hit him.
Yeah.
16.
16 will do it.
Perfect. For 10 damage.
Okay, cool. That is 10 damage. Is this the short sword?
Yeah.
Slash. Great. Kind of scramble back a little bit. Agnama. So you're still kind of flying in the middle. The gargoyle took out that one you'd shot before.
And can I see the two on the walkways?
Yes, because they fired at you.
Can I make one attack on each of them with the
bow? Go for it.
Great.
Ooh, nice.
Doink, doink.
Bong, bong.
And then 23.
Go ahead and give me damage. Do you want the crit on the one Desdemonia hurt or on the other one?
On the one she hurt.
Okay. I'm trying to kill that.
Yeah, yeah. There's one in front of me. And I roll twice for that one. Yeah.
You do, yeah.
Okay. 11.
11, okay.
Yeah, necrotic.
Necrotic damage. So describe this crit. It's not a kill, but what does it look like?
The arrow that I have, like, it's like spectral, but in air to get to them, it kind of like changes and gets like really dark. And like when it hits them, it kind of disappears.
Sure. Awesome. Maybe it like hits them and like there's this black corruption mark.
It almost looks like it goes through, but like the arrow disappears and it's sort of just like a lingering like,
like necrosis.
Mist to it.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And then you hit the other one for how much?
4, 9 piercing.
Nine. Okay, great. Necrotic piercing. These two arrows come arching out, hit both of them. They're both still alive, but the one you're fighting is particularly bad. Anything else you want to do? You can still move, basically. You took your action.
I'll try and move up a little bit, and then can...
So you're flying. Do you want to go, like, level with them?
Just, like, keep kind of working my way up slowly.
Right. Now you're 10 feet up from where you were, and you're level with the two archers.
Can I do Shield of Faith on myself?
Yeah, you can Shield of Faith on yourself. Great. So does your armor, like, become more solid, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Cool. Then these Ragers will keep shooting. They can see the gargoyle, and they can see... Let's see. So this one is going to fire at you, Doctor.
Okay.
At you, Desdemona, wherever you are, and then at Agnama. I'll give you the +2 bonus I gave her, because just your head is visible, right?
Okay. I'm within melee range.
Oh, you are. No, you're right. Yeah. They can't do that. They will just try to slash you with a scimitar instead. Okay. Not very good. Only 16? Cool, yeah. You duck.
Yeah.
Great. And then the other one will try to do 3 shots, but they don't know about you. So it'll be Desdemona, Gargoyle, Agnama again. Here we go. Yeah, I'm killing it. 22.
Oof.
Should hit all 3 of you, right? And then you'll take 9 piercing. As 3 arrows. Your resistance will reduce to 4. And then we are on to...
My shield thing is concentration. Do I have to make any kind of roll?
Oh, yes, you do. So give me a spellcasting check.
Okay, got it. 14?
If you got a 14, you're fine, yeah. And then we're on to Eric. So you are over here by this tree, and you just rip this guard's throat out.
And I'm in the tree.
You're kind of in the, like, imagine that the tree has, like, a sort of a windowsill, and you're sort of standing on the windowsill. You can look into the tree if you want.
Gotcha. I was just attacked by this guard. Well, then I think I get pelted in my right wing, and I just sort of give into it and swing around backwards and stare right at him and fly onward.
Great,
right?
Go
just
for
keep
it.
Going. Yeah. This time I'll come with claws.
Claws first,
right?
Okay.
Is 14.
That will not hit.
Okay.
So swipe, swipe. Do the bite.
And then I'll swipe, swipe, bite.
Swipe, swipe, bite.
Yeah.
You know, swipe right.
Fuck. Oh,
that one.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of branches in the way. I don't know if you, like, come crashing through those or something that, like, messes up your aim.
Yeah.
Are you still flying, or did you land on the, like, wood bridge that he's standing on?
I'm still in the air.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
Just hovering above the breeze.
Yeah, and like your wing beats are blasting the elf in the face. Give me a con save, please.
20.
Yeah, you're good.
Mod 20. Ooh.
Maintain. Nice. Cool. And then we are on to Elizabeth.
She'll burst through the trap door.
Okay.
With me on her back.
Gotcha.
She'll go running towards this one right here.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Do a couple attacks. Some slam attacks.
Great.
One's a nat 1, and the other one is a 15.
Okay, great. So Desdemona, the one you're fighting, you see, maybe it's not looking at that door, so you see coming behind it comes Elizabeth stomping over. Misses horribly with the first one, right? And then what was the second one?
15.
15, also miss.
Okay.
And so, like, maybe the elf, like, sees you see the person coming behind. And then gets out of the way. Whoosh, whoosh, Elizabeth is swinging wildly.
That's cool.
You still have your action. You're on her back. What do you want to do?
For me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 turns. Basically.
So I'm going to cast Sanctuary on Desdemonia. Okay.
Sanctuary is the one where people can't attack them, right?
They have to make a wisdom save.
To try to attack you.
And then I'm going to do Cure Wounds on her as well.
Is it like an injection? What does this look like?
The Cure Wounds is definitely a syringe. Into the
and you just do it without, okay. Like...
Not even asking, just like, oh, God.
Just do it. So,
just a big creature comes up, and I just get stabbed in the neck.
Right. you get 9 health back.
Awesome.
And then the sanctuary, I whip out this little bottle. It's like a spray bottle. And I
spray
this scent on you, yeah. Basically.
That makes people not want to attack you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Put it in your face. Horrible. It's your turn. You just got spritzed.
I just get spritzed in the face. Yeah. And there's still an elf near me, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now you have a sneak attack. So if you hit.
I do. Yeah, uh-huh. I think I kind of bat away the dog's head. I'm just like, duck to.
Stop that. Yeah.
And then I swing towards the elf.
Do it.
14?
14 will not, alas.
Boom.
Oh, no. So she sort of parries, but it's giving you like a weird expression. Something about this spray is like having some pheromonal effect on her. Okay.
Not the kind of effect I'm used to.
Yeah.
I want to hide behind Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay. Go for it. I don't know if they'll like not know that you're there, but give me a stealth check. Roll with disadvantage, maybe.
Okay. It's still 14 with disadvantage.
I guess describe this to me, because they get kind of distracted maybe
by
her.
Yeah, because they like look at me and weird, and I just kind of like, okay, and I like dip low. Yep. I'm just a big old monster.
They lose all sense of where you are. Yeah, great. that's not really how that works, but I liked it. It's your turn.
I'll try 2 arrow attacks again.
Okay, on the two, splitting them.
Yeah. 26 on yours.
Uh-huh.
And then 17 on the other one.
Yeah, uh-huh. They both will hit.
So on Desdemonia's, it's 11.
That's a kill.
I'll probably just look at you before you disappear and kill him.
You just pressed flat up against.
Yeah, I'm just like
Elizabeth.
Up against Elizabeth, and I think we have this weird like eye contact thing. I'm like,
and maybe like
what?
Kill it and then like find you immediately.
You like that? Yeah.
Did you see this?
That's the first time you've looked her in the face the entire time. Yeah. And then you get the other one.
I grow a little. No. 5.
Okay. So it's a little bit of damage, but the one you're fighting is still up. Piercing on that one too.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then we are at the elves. So there's just the one left that you're fighting. It will draw the scimitar and just try to slash at you. Mod 20 should hit you, right?
Yes.
5 slashing damage, but your resistance would reduce it down to 2. So it's just like just a nick right on your stony hide.
Yeah.
And the elf seems kind of like they're looking back and forth like they're probably going to run next round. Like they don't think they can sit here and fight you. But they do not run yet. Great. Now it's your turn, Eric.
I take that scimitar hit. Mm. And then I rear back, just lunge forward with my claws, right? Kind of a double.
The double ram. The Wolverine classic.
Yes. Yes. Right?
Yeah. Go for it. Give me that attack.
Not 1.
Oh, no.
Whoosh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's and then I, since I'm sort of leaning forward, then I go forward with my,
do it.
With my mouth.
Your mouth.
Okay, good. 25.
25. Yeah, that'll do it. Give me damage.
8. 20.
That is exactly a kill.
Yes.
You are a wrecking ball, man.
Seriously. Yeah.
So you miss with the claws, you like deflect it with the scimitar, and then you come in. Where's this bite gonna land?
Then let's see. So if he just lunged with the scimitar, then I'm coming at his shoulder.
Okay, cool.
And then I just do that thing where I lift him off the ground with my head.
God.
And just whip him off the edge.
Yeah, I think he like hits the railing and Wilhelm screams over the side.
And then I just scream out loud.
Wonderful. Cool.
And so that resets the
you go back to 0. You still make the con save, but the DC is very easy. You want to move.
Then I'm just going to sort of scan over my shoulder sort of this way.
Okay, great.
Looking for the next target.
Give me a perception check.
Was that in
not one.
In my range?
He was over here, so you definitely probably saw him.
Excellent, perfect.
I think probably too, you went behind Elizabeth and made eye contact with Agnemo, and then you heard him scream and looked over and saw just gore.
Just like the elf.
And the elf
like,
over the side, yeah.
That one.
Oh, yeah. No,
there's just blood in my eyes.
Yeah. just turning
cross-eyed.
Around.
Cross-eyed with fury.
Seeing enemies where there aren't enemies. Like, yeah.
Just swipe.
It's like a butterfly. You're just like,
yeah. Right. Ridiculous. Elizabeth and the doctor.
Great.
This summer.
Here they are.
New rom-com.
So we can't go any higher up?
No, this seems to be the top. Yeah.
Okay. And there was 2 thrones.
There were 2 thrones, yeah.
In the room that we were just behind?
Right. At this point, we're probably going to drop out of initiative, but there are other things happening in the complex, so you could...
I would maybe start doing like an investigation on that on those thrones or something
Go for it. Okay. Go ahead and give me... investigation would be time sensitive, so let's maybe just do a perception.
Okay.
Check it out.
15.
It's like 2 branches kind of came up and then curved together to sort of form this ornamental shape. It looks like they were designed to basically be two seats, two equal seats that a monarch would sit. You would match up with the king and the queen's throne. They're not currently here.
Right.
But otherwise, you see there's like pads of moss kind of around where you think other people might sit when they're here and addressing. Your knowledge of elven history or elven culture is a little spotty, but you imagine this probably was a kind of audience chamber of some kind.
Right.
Great.
Kind of a city hall kind of thing.
Exactly. Anything else?
Is there not like a third for a little baby?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
Little baby throne. No baby throne.
Okay.
I mean, I want to do a perception to see if I can hear a baby anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it. Give me a
wah scan.
Yeah. Wah scan.
17.
Okay. Well, a baby you can't hear in particular, but you do hear there's a lot of commotion, and you can get some information. What is the rest of the group gonna do? Right in the immediate aftermath of the combat.
I mean, I'm bloodthirsty. I'm looking for another target, so I'm sort of pacing.
Desdemona is going straight towards the gargoyle.
Right,
She's just like, oh my god. I see that forked tongue.
Desdemona slinks over to you as you're searching for an enemy. Yeah. You can give me a perception as well if you want.
Sure.
What do you say when you get over to him, Desdemona? Or what do you do?
Words aren't needed. Oh, I'm just kind of just like rubbing all around him, just like rubbing my hands around his wings and everything, like smearing in that blood, just getting all about it.
Ridiculous.
And I think my perception is 14.
Okay.
But I think I'm so confused by that.
Right.
That someone would get so close to me and not attack me.
Uh-huh.
I think I have this urge to attack. But I also have urges for other things.
Other urges?
I sort of... The strongest one is to attack, though.
Right.
Because I don't understand. So I just sort of kind of back off.
Yeah.
One flap of my wing. And then before I know it, like, I'm sort of reverting a little bit.
Yeah.
Because this confused me.
Right.
More scared now.
And then I'm starting to land.
Okay.
And then the wings are growing smaller and the fangs are growing away.
Right. And Desdemona loses interest in that.
Yeah, I like have the blood in him, just like, oh, well.
Gross.
And the confusion in my green gargoyle eyes is replaced with brown wonder as, you know, Eric is just enamored with Desdemona.
Yeah.
So, like, he moves forward, right?
Aww.
With a yearning, I think.
I have the blood and I just get a little
Great. You were just checking out those thrones. You two both roll perceptions, right?
Yeah.
So the two of you see that this center tree, so there are three branches that extend like that, and they're similar to these, where it's a branch, and it's been kind of shaped through the wood into a bridge. And as you are kind of collecting yourself, you, Agnomancy, and you, as you're looking for enemies, see that like figures are darting into this central tree. And then these branches detach from the trees that they're like the other ones they're attached to, and they kind of curl up. And they like peel back and close off any other entry points to this one. As they do, you see that the bark on this central tree starts to jut out. And you see these long, curved, thick brambles go all the way up the tree as though to kind of protect it from anyone coming near it. It almost seems as though the castle's sort of like retreating and trying to protect itself.
All Hail Yogg is an Experience Points production. It was directed and dungeon mastered by Timothy J. Meyer. Agnama is played by Kate Anke at IamIDonQuixote on Twitter. Desdemona is played by Heather Lore at Land of Lore on Instagram. Dr. Hubert is played by Cody Bushy at Cody Bushy on Twitter. Eric Idlevane is played by Paul Vanosik at Paul Vanosik on Twitter. You can find the show on Twitter at XP Web Series. Our audio engineer was Tim Alvarez. The game was played using the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition rule set, as owned by Wizards of the Coast. The main titles are A Night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mizorski, performed by the Skidmore College Orchestra. Additional music includes Dies Irae by Aurora Surgit and Alessia Randon, Symphony No. 5 in D minor by Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by the DuPage Symphony Orchestra, String Quartet No. 8 by Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by the Lawrence Street String Quartet, The Scythian Suite by Sergei Prokofiev, performed by the Ukrainian State Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for listening. And Yogg before all.